Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, I'm going to ask a public service from TJ Lang as we talk Packers-Lions.
Oh boy.
No, this is no smarm.
Okay.
I start your segment with smarm. We get sincere at 3:15.
Oh, by the time you piss me off. Then you
exactly.
Want me to
that's how the best. Okay. Hey,
gotcha.
Are you ready?
No, I'm
this is
it.
Important. Because you have a player's perspective, and they won't listen to me, I think you can communicate it. We have talked about the Lions fan base being in irrational euphoria stage, meaning every game is easy, we're going to cover every spread, we're going to blow everybody's doors off, we're going to go 16-1, never lose again. And if you ever talk about, you know, tough game this weekend, you know, you're not playing the garbage can Titans or half of the Dallas Cowboys, like, look, people are like, oh my God, you're a hater. Here's my point. It's the NFL. You don't go 16-1. Like, there are going to be some weeks you're going to lose. I still think the Lions are a Super Bowl team. How do we get the discourse, TJ, back to where you can be both a Super Bowl team, but every week it's hard to win in this league?
I mean, I don't want to say it, but like it's going to take a comeback to earth loss at some point, okay. Which is going to happen. Right? Nobody's expecting this team to go 16-1. I don't think it's unfair to believe that your team is better than your opponent.
Correct.
That's fair, but we've seen games where that doesn't matter. Well, you were the better team against Tampa Bay. You outgained them, you know, 3-1, 2-1, whatever it was. But weird things happen in the NFL, right? So, I think an event they are going to lose. I mean, I can't guarantee this. Maybe they do go 16-1. I don't know,
but
odds are they're going to lose at least one more game along the season, along the way, right? Maybe it takes something like that just to come back a little bit and say, okay, maybe we're riding a little bit high and, you know, got to get back to fair expectations because this is the NFL and weird things do happen.
What do you think?
Especially in division games.
Like, I don't think fans appreciate just how hard it is to win in this league.
Because the Lions haven't made it look hard. You know, because the Lions have been making it look easy.
TJ just knew.
That's why. If you went to Dallas and aside the Minnesota game, right? That was the one win where it's like, man, that down to the nail. Okay. Yep. Had to kick a field goal. Boom. Wipe the brow. We got away with one there. Outside of that, they've been making it look easy for the most part. So yeah. I think that's what fans, sometimes you can get tricked into that's the new expectation instead of that's kind of the anomaly, right? We're taking care of bad teams. You're supposed to do that. But not every team is the Tennessee Titans. Not every team, like you said, is the Dallas Cowboys missing a bunch of starters.
Well, so like I said, it almost is that college mentality. Think of Bama in their heyday or Georgia in their heyday. They just roll through people and you're like, oh, well, you got no shot against them. It's kind of how the Lions feel where even on a bad day for the offense, they scored 52 points and they really didn't do anything, but they just dominated the Titans. So that's probably where a lot of people are figuring, they're just not going to lose another game, where you to realize, man, this is the NFL.
Well, and I just look at Green Bay and I go, okay, you're at their place. Automatically, any divisional road game, my antennas are up, right? Then you factor in, matchup-wise, The longer you go without Aiden and Davenport and Pascal and Kaminsky and Pecco, you don't have a pass rush. And you're facing a very balanced passing attack with Green Bay. I mean, they don't have one guy I can just bracket. They've got a cruise ship of rats everyone eats.
Yeah, and they all kind of split targets, too.
Yeah, and look, defensively, no, they're not uber stout against the run, but they play single high safety, and with no J-Mo, you get away with that. If you have J-Mo on the field, you can't play single high. Well, now they're going to be able to drop safety down, and it's pretty much rent-free. And I go, bad weather, Goff outside. You know what, guys? We're in for a tough game. Oh, please, you would have think I shot someone's kid. I mean, people freak out, and it's like...
No, that's called Heather with the news.
Bro, I sat in on the news today, and I heard first story, it was like, oh, mother's severed head used in pickleball
match. No, no, it was the man who pummeled a guy on a plane.
Oh, yeah. Random assault, and then some woman got hit by a train or something and, like, wanted $60 million. I'm going, Heather, give me good one positive thing before I walk out of here.
Well, at least Tony's not on anymore. She did a story one time about... No, but she did a story one time about... Oh, somebody got shot at Steve's Deli and blah, blah. Oh, I love Steve's Deli. Their chicken noodle soup is great. It's like just...
Oh, by the way, rest in peace.
Look away from the entire story.
That's the point.
Somebody got killed playing pickleball. I love pickleball. I play all the time.
TJ, would you like to play pickleball with me?
No, I heard...
Did the head bounce?
You were very uncomfortable when I heard that.
Was it in the pickle?
You're like, all right, I'm leaving. That's
I just said it. I don't need this at the start of my day. I got a lot of radio to do today. I'm out.
I'm with you. Look, and is it fair to go in there expecting you're the better team?
Yes.
Expecting a win?
Yes.
Now, you also have to be prepared if it goes the other way to say, okay, you know what? We're still a 6-2 team. If it does go the other way... And not overreact all of a sudden saying, oh, my goodness, like we stink now. Because that always happens. There's people that go in there thinking you're going to blow them out by 40, which is unrealistic expectation, I think. And then there's people, if we lose this game, man, our season's over, we'll be a game out of the NFC North. Like, there's so much football left going. You know what I mean?
What do you think's going to happen?
I think it's going to be a close game. I do. I think these are the two best teams in the NFC through 8 weeks so far. I do. And I think there is a little bit of a gap from Detroit and everybody else right now. I do, just the way they've been playing football. But that being said, division games are tough, man. They're not easy. Green Bay is not a rollover team that you just look at and say, okay, as long as we do this and this and this, we'll be fine. No, they got some players over there, too. And their defense can confuse you a little bit. Like you mentioned, they play a lot of zone coverage with one high safety, and that's kind of been the issues when Detroit's had trouble in the passing game, where teams just want to play that cover three or cover six, whatever you want to call it, and gives you kind of issues clouding up the middle of the field. Now, if they give you man-on-man coverage, Jared Goff has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year against man-on-man.
And if you blitz, Jared kills you. And guess what Green Bay doesn't do?
Right, but they're going to have to at some point, because I just don't see their guys. How much we talk about... I've done a couple call shows with Green Bay people this week. How much we talk about our pass rush, you know, and our defensive ends and needing to go get somebody, they're maybe times 10 what we're going through. Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, I think they got like 2 sacks each. Mm-hmm. So they're going through the same thing. But, yeah, this is a game that, first of all, take care of the football. Yeah. Jared Goff's doing a great job of that this year. And the Lions' record the last 12 games, I looked it up, 9-0 division games when they haven't lost the turnover battle. 1-2, obviously, when the other team's able to take it away.
If they win the turnover battle, they are going to be near impossible to beat.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I can say that.
You give them one extra possession on offense? Yeah,
no doubt. Is the Goff outside wind and rain? Am I being a bastard for being concerned about that? Or is that legitimate? Because I feel like it's legit. There's enough tape and enough data that suggests he's a guy I need to keep indoors.
Yeah, but the crazy thing, too, is like every... maybe weakness that we've thought about Jared Goff, he's like rewriting this year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's not good against the blitz. All of a sudden,
he's great.
He's one of the best. You know, he's not mobile. He can't move. He can't get out of the pocket.
Season.
Right. And now this year, like some of the subtlety, like the subtle little movement, stepping up in the pocket, rolling out.
He's got more touchdowns than Malik Nabers.
Yeah, I mean, fair, but
I just laugh at him. He makes it sound like he's Lamar out there. I'm like,
I'm still waiting.
I'll go that far.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you factually. We are going to see a read option before the season's over at the goal line, and he's going to walk it in the end zone. Mobile Goff.
I hope so. That would be awesome. But that's why I say, like, you go, then what's the other weakness? Okay, playing outdoors, playing in the, maybe it's going to rain.
Cold weather.
He's turned all of his weaknesses into strengths. So part of me is interested to see, okay, is this just another weakness that he's had around his career that all of a sudden he comes out outside?
If they win this game, I have no problem saying they can go 14-3.
16-1.
No, I'm not John. I'm not doing that. But TJ understands what I'm saying. If you clear this hurdle, you will have won in Minnesota. You will have won at Green Bay. At that point, even if I said at Chicago and the Buffalo game are losses, I think you have every right to believe you go 14-3.
But then there's another hurdle that you have to, at that point, it's the Thanksgiving Day game.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well,
you play San Fran late in the season. That's going to be a Sunday night. I'm saying by that time could be healthier team. Obviously no Ayuk, but it could pretty, yeah, no. I mean.
Yeah, we're going right for the spine.
I'm with you, man. You get this one. You got some real momentum going into the meat of the season where teams really start to either close the gap or continue to widen
Houston
that gap.
Doesn't look.
Their offensive line, their pass protection is
seven
atrocious.
Sacks last night?
Eight.
Oh, my Lord. Eight?
Atrocious. And they just lost one of their guards, I think, for the season.
I think you got a great pass rush here.
Well, that's the question we're going to talk to TJ about next. And there's a safe word. We are not going to bring up anything to do with a certain somebody who lives in Las Vegas. We're not doing it. We are going to have a real conversation. No. We've beaten TJ up the last couple of weeks, and I don't want to do that to him. I want to have a real conversation about when we take the air on Monday, are we going to have a Christmas present? Or are we going to do this smartest guy in the room nonsense? We'll talk to TJ. He spoke with Brad Holmes last night. We're going to talk about it.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.